This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Did my voice just crack? I certainly hope not. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out. BurnoutMugs.com. The way this keeps the heat with your coffee or whatever hot beverage it is. It's not going to be too hot. It's just going to be just right. Check them out. BurnoutMugs.com. By now, if you're, let's see. I don't watch mainstream media. I don't. I don't watch the fake stream. I don't watch the legacy. I don't care to. I'm not going to, right? So I don't see the deranged leftists constantly spewing their anti-Trump venom 24/7 on CNN and MSNBC. I don't. And there's more than that, but I mean, if we, no matter who, they're all saying the same thing. Each one of them morphs seamlessly into the next one. So, coming into this election and coming into the midterms, it was sort of hard for me to imagine the level of their rhetoric beating that, but it did, but it is. And they've gone off the rails. They're completely out of their minds. While the published polls show most races in the midterms is very, very close, they may suspect that they're going to lose badly. This is not what's supposed to be happening. They should be leading by gigantic margins, because this is what happens in the midterms when the president's party is considered. Okay? This always happens. But right now, with all these Trump successes in all aspects of the government except illegal immigration, thanks to the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, they're all melting down like the Wicked Witch of the West. Excuse me. So now their accusations have ramped up beyond calling Trump Hitler, Stalin, tyrant, dictator, whatever, you know, whatever. They call him racist 1,000 times a day, even though the man has never said or done a racist thing in his life. You can Google him with Rosa Parks and countless other African-American leaders with whom he has had long and close relationships. These people who are pontificating all day long about Trump's racism are idiots that are constantly spewing out these talking points with which they've been up-armored in order to turn the Americans against the man. And it isn't working. The more they spout their groundless allegation of racism or homophobia, whatever, the more they alienate the Americans who are gladly aware day after day of how much Trump has accomplished in just under 2 years. Their lives are better. The formerly jobless have jobs. The ones that got out of the job market are coming back in, and they're getting jobs. The tax cuts have let people that work for a living keep more of the money that they earn. Trump's detractors are embarrassing themselves, and a lot of them are just basically talking to themselves. Nobody's paying attention to them. These talking heads of the left have rendered themselves irrelevant. So, I mean, they've really been invested in destroying this president. They've lost their minds, and they have disposed of whatever journalistic ethics they might have once had. And here we are. It's 4 days left before the midterm elections, and the bad behavior of the leftist media is escalating. Fake mailers, fake threats. You know, if you're a hunter, don't vote, etc. There is no end, no low too low for the Democrats, and they mean to win by any means necessary. With all of their dirty tricks, like the false allegations against Kavanaugh as a last-ditch effort to derail his nomination, find a dupe to charge with fake mail bombs, is all of this going to help them win in November, on November the 6th? Are we that gullible? The left, you know, when this has always been the way it's been for me. Whenever we have a president, whether I voted for him or not, I hope he's successful. Now, that's swiftly changed with Obama, because Obama, he was, you know, you look at a president and you're saying, well, if he's successful, that's going to be good for America. Not with Obama. That swiftly changed with him. But, I mean, even in the opening of that, I was hopeful. I was hopeful. Of course, that was stupid. Now, these guys want Trump to fail. They want you to suffer in order to make you feel like he is failing you. That's their thing. They want him to fail, and you need to suffer in order for you to feel like he's failing, so that you will turn to them. All of you out there, if you're on the fence, the Democrats want the country to fail, which means they want you to fail. If you voted for Trump, you should vote in every election, every race that you can vote in, Tuesday. Right now, Trump's successes are killing them. They're horrified by every economic triumph, and these whims make them angrier and more desperate. And we now know one thing for certain. They do not care one bit about the daily lives or the prosperity of the 330-plus million American citizens who actually work for their livings, who are happy but not wealthy, who love their families and their country. They're so desperate now that they are encouraging, fomenting, the invasion of thousands of migrants from Central America. This invasion has been organized. It is choreographed and funded by leftists. Beto O'Rourke's people are in on that, as an example, and everywhere, including the ubiquitous George Soros, whose mission it has been for decades to destroy capitalism. So it was not so long ago that these same Democrats opposed exactly what they're promoting today. Clinton, Harry Reid, Feinstein, all of them opposed what they're pushing today. And now they're desperate, and they've changed their tune in order to create a permanent underclass and a guaranteed vote, or so they think. And these people, our leftists, are loathsome. And this is anti-American. And, you know, I have tried so hard to find empathy with them, to feel compassion for them being just, you know, just giving them the fellow American title. And I'm horrified by them. Horrified. And they're terrified by the possibility, you know, or I'm terrified by the possibility that they take over the House. Because if they take over the House, there won't be any legislation happening as long as Trump is president, because they're going to be trying to get Trump. That's going to be their thing. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi, we can only speculate as to her plans to prevent Trump from governing. So if this possibility does not send voters toward an all-Republican ticket, then we are... The country's going to be fatally gullible at that point. And the Democrats are counting on you to be gullible. This is the way gun control gets passed. Gullibility. But what they're planning, if they win, will negatively affect all of our lives. They want to undo the tax cuts and increase taxes on all of us. They want to bring back all the purposely destructive regulations Obama had. They will make worse the damage already done to our health and medical care by Obamacare. Trump is easing that. But they want to make it painful again. They will again engage with the worst actors on the world on stage as Obama did. They will torment Israel as Obama did. Every bit of their campaign, promises, and slogans is a lie. Don't be gullible. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug, developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at Burnout. TheChocMugs.com.
If you are a coffee drinker, and if you, like, especially if you're a coffee drinker and you commute, then you want a burnout mug. The burnout mug is going to keep your cup of coffee the perfect temperature. If you are like me and it takes you as long to drink a cup of coffee as I have experimented with, which I have kept the same cup of coffee in the burnout mug for 2 hours, and it loses a grand total of 5 degrees in 2 hours. 5 degrees in 2 hours. Still over 120 degrees. Still very drinkable. Still exactly where you want it. Then you need to be looking at burnout. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. One of the problems with that's the magnet for these illegal immigrants, these illegal aliens coming here, is birthright citizenship. Now, my eldest son, he was born in Germany, but he was born as an American born abroad. Because he was born in Germany when I was serving in the U.S. military. But he did not have conveyed to him, I'm not sure about this, but he did not have conveyed to him dual citizenship in Germany. I may be wrong about that because I never checked into that. My mother is British, and I have no rights to British citizen status. This whole idea of being connected to a country by birth or connection or whatever, this is what gets countries into trouble. Now, there are about 30 countries that have birthright citizenship, but none of them have people marching 3,000-4,000 miles to get to them because they want to be here. The ones coming from through Central America have been offered all kinds of a deal with Mexico, and they've turned down Mexico because they want the services here. So, on October 30th, Axios posted exclusive Trump targeting birthright citizenship with executive order. And it included a 1 minute, 8 second video of Jonathan Swan interviewing Trump about using an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of illegal aliens. Now, my contention is if Obama could do an executive order and call it DACA, and then that becomes law according to certain leftist judges, then Trump can certainly get out there and say, well, no, we're not going to do that. As a matter of fact, not only are we not going to do that, we're not going to do birthright citizenship anymore until we get a hold on this. Yeah. Now, if there's 20 million illegal immigrants here, then that means that's four times as many people live in the state that I live in. That's more people than live in New York State, I think. That's we don't have control of that. And we need to have control of them in our country. We need to know who they are. We need to know where they are. We need to know how long they've been here. We need to know what they're doing. You can bet that they know this when you go into a foreign country. Now, the problem with executive orders is they can be undone by the next president with his own executive order. And some progressive judge also might decide to disallow an executive order on birthright citizenship, just as it has done with this travel ban. And Trump knows this. Now, Trump may be trying to reason with Congress to get off their duff to deal with the issue, because a more lasting remedy would be legislation. But some think that the only route is that of a constitutional amendment, and that's a long, hard slog, because birthright citizenship sort of comes to us from the 14th Amendment. And the problem is contained in its very first sentence. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. the subject to the jurisdiction thereof is the problematic phrase, because who's going to determine whether the illegal alien and their offspring are subject to the jurisdiction thereof? That's where the problem. Now, there are those who believe that the 14th does not grant citizenship to the children of illegals, tourists, foreign embassy staff, and other foreign nationals, and, you know, they hang their hat on and subject to the jurisdiction thereof clause, which they back up with the speeches and debates given by the drafters of that clause. The original intent and purpose of the 14th was to guarantee citizenship for the recently emancipated slaves, not the children of law-breaking foreigners 150 years into the future. That is without a doubt. So regardless of whether the government's current practice of granting citizenship to the spawn of any foreigner who scrambles across our poorly defended border sticks in your craw or not, you know, there are a lot more people besides me that think birthright citizenship is a scam. Tucker Carlson did a monologue on October the 30th. Then Laura Ingraham got out there and talked about when birthright goes wrong. Mr. Carlson talked with Michael Anton on the October 30th program, and he referred to a zesty little article by Anton on the Washington Post last July that supposedly created a bit of a stir. He claimed that the framers of the 14th Amendment, as well as America's founders, understood that birthright citizenship is inherently self-contradictory. And he cited Edward Erler. The issue of birthright citizenship arose in the presidential campaign in the summer of 2015. You know, if an Article 5 Constitutional Convention were ever mounted, at the top of the agenda should be clarifying what "and subject to the jurisdiction thereof" means. That should really be something we try to figure out. But unchecked caravans of foreign invaders coming to the America should remind us of the caravans of Syrians and others that invaded Europe in 2015. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at what Europe is today, and I'm saying we could be that tomorrow. And we don't want to be that tomorrow, because if you think we won't be fighting in the streets in a few years after that, you've lost your mind. You've lost your mind. All the things that I trained to do, I'll have to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hazlett, joined Fox Business.
It's really an astonishing report. You know, we did this estimate of what the hurricane effect was going to be because the hurricane came during the survey week, and we thought that it was going to subtract about 60,000 jobs from this. And so we were prepared for the worst, and this is just like an astonishing number.
As Tuesday's midterms approach, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. President Trump is expected to make final pitches for GOP candidates with a series of weekend rallies. Laura Trump is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She went on Fox News and said people have to remember a couple things.
What people need to remember is how far we've come in this country since Donald Trump took office.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnout.mugs.com.
When I first got them, I was looking around for the plug-in because I did not understand how this was working the way it worked. Because it, like, takes the temperature down and then it halts it. How does that work? But it does it because of the way it's designed. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. As a concealed carry weapon holder, permit holder, rather, carrying a weapon, this is a big responsibility, and you have to make good decisions, right? And I made a reference to this when I was talking to Dan earlier. Coming out of Chattanooga, Tennessee last week, there was a guy who fired shots at his receding automobile as it was being driven away by a car thief. That guy, the would-be defender, is now being hit with felony charges and, ironically enough, found himself locked up in the same jail as the guy who stole his car. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this, but first there's a cascade of very poor decision-making that led to this suboptimal outcome. First thing he did was that he decided to leave his car running as he entered a convenience store / gas station, which means he left it running and unlocked and unattended. Second, the unoccupied running vehicle was observed by an apparent drug addict who decided that an offer to borrow a car was likely to come along. And the apparent junkie jumped into the car and started driving away. Third, the car owner, seeing his car drive off without him, ran out into the parking lot, which was crowded with other customers and folks gassing up their own vehicles, and decided this would be a good opportunity to make use of that handgun he was carrying on his person. So here we are at 6 p.m. on a pleasant Sunday afternoon, and two rounds were fired by the car owner at his car as it drove off into the evening. Now, everybody should watch Last Action Hero to see how they make fun of what really happens when you shoot at a car versus the way movies make it look. Because when you shoot at a car, it's not going to go explodey. If that happened, then every time a car was in a car accident where it was rear-ended, it would also go splody. So they're designed to not go splody. Was he trying to headshot, you know, the car thief, or, you know, brush the brain matter off the dash and then drive off on home? What he actually managed to do was put one round through the windshield of his own car and another round flying off somewhere to some uncertain destination. But if it wasn't a miss, it certainly ended up hitting something, you know, and get in hot water with law. And as it notes, Chattanooga Police Department investigators determined that the gas station parking lot was full of customers when the vehicle was stolen and the car owner fired shots. They came to the conclusion that the car owner was not in imminent danger and unnecessarily used deadly force to stop an auto theft. So he faces charges of aggravated assault and reckless endangerment. Aggravated assault by itself with a firearm can easily carry a sentence of a decade in prison, and sometimes a multiple of that. The 35-year-old female car thief apparently didn't make it very far before being found by police with drugs on her person and a sharp item concealed in her mouth, with which she tried to escape from custody. She was arrested on various drug, resisting, and obstruction charges. Both the car owner and the thief were booked into the Hamilton County Jail, presumably in different cells. This is what you refer to as least defensible property. Least defensible property. The only time, well, first of all, if you're going to defend least defensible property, only non-deadly force can be used in defense of least defensible property. The only exception to that is found in Texas. And a car not occupied by an innocent party under threat of harm will always be deemed to be least defensible property. This is why you have car insurance. I probably need to get an insurance person on here and find out what would happen. Like, if you have a paid-for car and all you have is liability, would that cover it? I don't know. But now, if you have your child in the car, your wife in the car, if you are in the car and somebody tries to get in the car and take the car, guess what? You can employ deadly force as long as they're actively trying to take you and the car. If they stop when they see you presenting deadly force and jump out of the car, you now are no longer in a self-defense, stand your ground, castle doctrine sort of thing. Because they have turned and they're running. When we were at Tactical Response, James Jaeger will tell you right up front that if they ask for the car keys, he's going to give them the car keys. Because that is least defensible property. James Jaeger is a former cop, so he knows the law. And he wants to do everything he can not to shoot somebody. So don't pull your weapon and discharge it to defend least defensible property. And even if you're in Texas, because there's a lot of loopholes in the Texas exception, you know, in the Texas exception, it requires you jump through in order for deadly force and defensive property to be lawful in the Lone Star State. So the thing about if somebody's coming at me, what I'm going to do, this is exactly what I'm going to do. If somebody's coming at me, I'm going to draw my weapon. depending on the distance. Now, if they're on me and they're beating me, I'm going to draw my weapon and I'm going to start pulling the trigger. If they're coming up on me and if I've separated myself from them and they still continue to come on me, and if I draw and they still continue to come on me, then I'm going to start pulling the trigger on my weapon. So, you know, there are instances where you're going to have no other choice. When somebody has stolen your car and you are not in imminent danger of bodily harm or death, you cannot draw your weapon as they're taking off with your car and fire at the car. And it doesn't matter if you're in a crowded parking lot or if you're in an empty parking lot. You can't do it. And this guy was shooting in a crowded parking lot on top of that. So, and since we don't even know where his second round went, isn't that interesting? So, there you have it. There you have it. It's definitely not something to do. So, self-defense is fine. Self-defense is viable in just about every state in the union. There, a lot of them have either Stand Your Ground or Castle Doctrine. Castle Doctrine is a lot like Stand Your Ground, although it extends anywhere. And if somebody's coming at you, you're well within your rights. And even then, it's going to be a hard road to hoe at that point, even when you're well within your rights. So, least defensible property, don't fire your weapon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. You will be glad you listened to me on that one. Trust me. Trust me. Goodness, they're good. So anyway, right now we're having these candy-coated accounts from the lefty activists that are saturating the airwaves to assure us that we have nothing to fear from the migrant march. And we have President Trump's warnings about criminals within the invading army, and these are being dismissed in the press as without evidence. So the Department of Homeland Security put pay to all of this nonsense with a new report warning that the migrant army of mostly unemployed military-age males has at least 270 convicted criminals within its ranks. According to the Washington Examiner, we continue to be concerned about the individuals along the caravan route. In fact, over 270 individuals along the caravan route have criminal histories, including known gang membership. Those include a number of violent criminals. Examples include aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, armed robbery, sexual assault on a child, and assault on a female. A DHS spokesman told the Washington Examiner the 270 had previously been convicted, not just charged. We also continue to see individuals from over 20 countries in this flow from countries such as Somalia, India, Haiti, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh. There's a large segment of this population that we know nothing about. We must be prepared to defend our border and enforce our laws to protect the citizens of our country. 270 criminals are merely those the DHS knows about based on their past convictions. The ones who haven't been caught and convicted of crimes likely raise the number to something quite a bit higher. And yet, none of this matters to the candy coat press, which keeps repeating the mantra about all the migrants just looking for a better life. Sexual assault on a child. The Catholic Church would love to get such a don't worry coverage from the press on that one. Assault on a female. I guess believe all women doesn't apply when the convicted perpetrator is illegal. At that point, you're on your own, ladies, right? There are other indicators out there that the migrants might not just be innocent people looking to better themselves, at least the way normal people do. Crime reports are already rife among the migrants. There are widespread reports that the migrant males are trampling over women and children to get their spots on the trucks, pushing their way with fights to get first dibs on the chow lines that always run out. And don't forget that a child was abducted among the migrants, too, which was likely the doing of a migrant looking for an easier admission ticket and family detention spot, if not a catch and release into the U.S. And then there's the other kinds of garden variety thuggery that have been reported, too. The Examiner noted that Mexican officials have already warned that the migrant army was loaded for bear with criminal participants. Now, the U.S. military is not treating this matter as a law enforcement stunt based on the intelligence that they have about this group. And that, too, shows they found that the migrants aren't quite the sweet little daisies the press says they are. What it does show is that Trump was right about the presence of criminals within the migrant march, which anyone with a brain could see was likely. I mean, if someone has no intention of obeying a border law, there's always a distinct possibility that he might not be all in for obeying any other law. Now that we have DHS intelligence released, there actually is quite a bit of evidence, which Trump may have had, so much for without the evidence part of it. And they're acting like an army and not a caravan, as they've been billed. Molotov cocktails and weapons have been reported within their ranks. And while the banners of Honduras and Guatemala serve as a 19th century style charge into battle standard, the Examiner also cites a Palestinian style irregular warfare tactic being adapted. Citing the Guatemalan intelligence minister, DHS said the caravan is employing tactics to push women and children to the front to act as human shields as the caravan pushes against its military forces. Human shields. They're obviously looking for a propaganda victory in addition to a military one. Now that the military has entered the picture, we're seeing a shift in tactics. Now they're going to lawfare. Migrants are now suing the U.S. If you're not sitting down, please do at this point. I don't want you to be tipping over because of me. They're now suing the U.S. for violating their constitutional rights to claim asylum. So you've got crooks, criminals, human shields, and warfare. And this is obviously one the invaders consider war, and they think they can win. Now, I get virtue signaling. I get virtue signaling. But at the same time, hypocrisy, I can't handle. I can't handle it. I have a big problem handling it. Here in the United States, for example, I have seen, and it's actually been called for in various foreign countries as well, but I've seen people say that as a parent, you should be asking your child's permission. So here we're quite permissive, and we get into people's business when it comes to their children in a lot of cases. And a lot of these people that feel this way also would, at the same time, completely disregard your rights or your due process rights and everything else. And then we have this where, you know, they're doing things to kids. We've just gone through the hashtag MeToo movement. And we apparently have sexual predators in here. And it's apparently okay to let them in because they're asylum seekers. And in addition to all of this, they're shoving the women and the children to the front of the line, to the front of the mass. Because what they're expecting is for shots to be fired. That's why they're doing that. They're expecting for there to be shots to be fired. And they do this in Israel all the time. And the Palestinians in Israel do this all the time. They will shove their own kids out there. They'll use human shields to try to keep the military from reacting to what they have to react to. So, it's a very simple question, really. It's a very simple question. Whenever somebody says it's only 270 criminals, and there inevitably there will be that, without a doubt, there will be just 270. It's just 270 criminals. Does anybody remember what one Chris Dorner did in L.A.? Chris Dorner, the rogue cop, who went and went against his old department and caused so much havoc by himself. Does anybody remember that guy? Because this would be 270 Chris Dorner types coming in to the U.S. Now, I have long said, you know, it doesn't take an army of terrorists to come in here and to throw the entire nation into disarray. Five in every big city would do it. And literally, five terrorists that were rigged and set to go as far as being kitted up and everything else, let them loose in New York, in New York City, and see what they do. Let them loose in Los Angeles. Let them loose in Baltimore. Any big city, pick it. Let them loose, and they will show you how few it takes to throw the city out. Remember Dallas. Dallas was a very good object lesson. Well, I don't have time to remind you of Dallas. We're about to run out of time. Be back on Monday, but Tuesday, you go vote. Plan to vote. I beseech you. Plan to go and vote. Find out where you got to go vote. Get your cards ready. Get your IDs ready and go and vote. Keep the country. And be safe this weekend. And I'll talk to you on Monday. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.